Getting into Across the Line, right, John, the sound of your life, OFM, and it's all brought to you by Checkers. Now, when the game begins, Checkers champion lineup unites by one thing, the fire. So light the fire and braai with SA's best this weekend. It's Checkers, better and better.
Good morning. Faf de Klerk takes center stage in your Rugby World Cup report. The Springbok scrum off may have another role to play when the Bokke tackle Romania on Sunday. De Klerk, who played in his 50th test during last week's 18-3 win over Scotland, is one of four scrum halves named in the match 23 to face Romania in Pool B. The player has an educated boot and he nailed a conversion from the touchline that was in Marseille last week. He'll be used as a backup fly-off to Damian Willemse, who will start as the backline marshal. Explaining the decision, the Springbok coach, Jacques Nienaber, drew a comparison between the Cheetahs great Ruan Pienaar and De Klerk.
This is a nice opportunity to give him a run at 10, controlling the game. It's almost like Ruan Pienaar, if I can take you guys back to Ruan Pienaar, who played 9, but was a more than capable 10. It's not for us a risk. It's well calculated. We are comfortable with what we saw in training sessions against each other, and we believe that the guys that we selected are good enough in those positions to beat the opposition that we play.
Staying on the topic of fly half, the Springboks may have an ideal opportunity to fly in the experienced André Pollard. Pollard missed out on selection for the World Cup due to injury, and there are concerns about Marnie Lubbock's kicking off the tee. Whilst Lubbock is currently next level in terms of attack, he is unfortunately not as reliable, as you know, with the boot. The injury to the stalwart hooker Malcolm Marks is a big blow for the Springboks, but the position is covered in the squad, and this may allow for Pollard to be brought in as an injury replacement. Meanwhile, two current Cheetahs and one former Cheetah, as well as a Griqua, will be in action for Namibia this evening. That's when they tackle the All Blacks in Toulouse. Yo, can't wait for that game. Jackie van der Westhuizen and Arnos Kutsia will be in action against the three-time champions, whilst the former Cheetahs captain, Torsten van Jaarsveld, will also play. The Griqua's lock, Johanna Retief, will start in the number 4 jersey. Van der Westhuizen told OFM Sport that they are out to earn the respect of the All Blacks.
It's obviously the year to mean business, and we are to win their respect. So we have our own goals and our own plans and preparations in place. So let's see if we can execute it to the best of our ability and take it as a learning curve. It's always nice to measure yourself against some of the best boys in the world. So it's going to be a cracker of a game.
That game in Toulouse kicks off tonight at 9 o'clock. Then on Sunday, you can look forward to watching the Springboks in action facing Romania in Bordeaux, kicking off at 3 in the afternoon. In case you missed it, France survived a huge Uruguayan scare, eventually beating them to bank a 27-12 World Cup Pool A victory in Lille. The French lock Romain Taillefer-Fenua was managed to controversially avoid a red card. And that is your Rugby World Cup report with me, John Walland. I'll have more for you again at 8:30.